It's kind of like a fucked up dilemma just because if you want to, I've thought about this mad times. Like, if you want to live in New York, I think the most convenient is like in certain neighborhoods of Brooklyn or Manhattan, right? But like, as you grow older, you should be aspiring to like own some shit. You should be aspiring to have some sort of stability and security in your life because like no one's going to really give you that shit and no one's going to do that shit for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then if it's like you look up the prices for purchasing, let's say in downtown Manhattan or purchasing in like the areas of Brooklyn that people would want to live in. And it's like, dude, if you just fucking go to Connecticut or New Jersey or PA or Massachusetts or all these surrounding places around near New York, you could get like, dude, you could have a real quality of life that you're not gonna get just fucking, you know what I mean? You're not gonna get
100%.
it.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's like the tip that I'm kind of on lately is trying to just secure like a better, just like a more secure future for myself to make that exact scenario happen. Like one of my goals is to own a house and it be outside of the city. And that way, you know, with it being, even if it's like 5 hours away, which is probably where I'll end up, is around 5 hours outside the city. That's perfect for me. That's not much of a drive. You come right in, you got homies, so you already have a place to stay. You already know, like, at least for me, like, having been here for, I've been here like seven and a half years now, maybe.
Yeah, same. That's funny. We probably moved around right around the
Yeah,
same
right
time.
around the same time. Like, having been here for that amount of time and being an out of towner, like, I'm from New York, but being an out of towner, coming here at a young age, like, I've fulfilled a lot of that, like, super. All those super fun times that like I was looking for. And like it's coming to a point now where I'm like, damn, I see a lot of people around me who are older than me, been through a lot of the similar experiences than me. And I'm not hating on anyone,
Of
but
course.
I don't see a lot of people making that next step into like ownership or you know, having something of value that you really got to take care of. And for me, that's a house. That's my next step is a house.
No, and honestly, like you're one of the homies that fucking, you know, I admire and I see you waking up early. I see you working hard and I see you grinding. And one of the reasons that I admire that shit is just because like a lot of us, like, you know, like our friend group and even just the culture of graffiti and the culture of like the culture of the shit that we're into, it doesn't no one really like puts on for that. Maybe as the generations go on, like people are putting on for that more. But really what's glamorized is like, you know, being kind of gnarly. What's glamorized is fucking is not having really your shit together, because in order to do some of the shit you got to do to like make a name for yourself, let's say within the scope of graffiti, you kind of have to be like, you know, getting it, and you kind of have to be like saying fuck it. And I know like the first time that I fucking was in New York, was walking around and I seen a bunch of Smo tags, I think like on a walk on like down Canal Street. And then I seen more and more Smo tags, more and more Smo tags. Me and fucking Wes were talking about yesterday, like when we first started realizing you, because I told them like we were gonna do this shit. And then oh fuck, my fault. And then there's a lot of like fat cap tags, a lot of like traditional bombing, like just like fat cap tags, outlines, lots of them. Then I met you at A Life for the first time. I don't know if you remember, but you just walked in and you were like, "What's up, Smo?" You just gave me like the crazy dap, and I'm like, "Yo."
Those were the days, man.
Yeah,
Holy
man, and
shit.
it's fucking crazy that they passed.
I know, dude. Like, I think back on those times. Like, for me, like, I got into graffiti really young. So, like, even in my teenage years, it was always a goal of mine to come to New York City and just paint. So, when I did move here at 19, it was, I really had no other goals other than to paint. Like, that was it. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do for a living. I didn't really care about anything, you know. It was like I'm coming here and I'm painting. So I got like a month-to-month lease. And when I first got here, that's all I was doing was I would sleep all day and ride my bike around all night. Because I didn't know anybody either when I first got here. I literally did not know anybody other than my homie Hunter. Shout out to Hunter. Because he came down here a little bit before me. And we're from the same town, but he made the move down. He's a fine artist, so he was doing his thing. But so I had that one connection, but I didn't know anybody in graffiti. But I was, you've seen all those tags. That was me by myself.
You were up alone.
And I've always loved painting alone. That's kind of my thing. I'm like kind of a weirdo in that way. But I think when I was younger, like, you know, always wanted to just move to New York, get after it. And a big part of that was like watching Infamy and like Ear Snot and all that shit when I was younger. So then when I met you and Rebo and all the homies at A-Life and I was only 19 and like I like all of that started to come full circle for me. Holy shit.
It bugged out.
Yeah, it's a trip thinking back on it.
MT was working there too.
Dude, yeah.
It was kind of crazy. It was like a real life, at least I share the same experience for you. It was like a kind of a dream come true type of thing, like a movie.
It was.
And it sounds corny, but it's not corny. It's actually fucking sick.
It's like pretty, it's for me, it's pretty unbelievable that that even happened because like I said, truly, like when I was like, you know, 14, 15, watching Infamy and all these videos, I was like aspired to be in that exact situation. Yeah. And I remember it was not too long after like y'all were working there for a while. Well, maybe like, I don't even know if it was a year since from when I had met you, but there was two parties there and they were just the most fucking lit, packed out parties. And it was right when I had met all y'all. I hadn't, like Rebo South, they hadn't even put me down in L&E or it was nothing like that yet, but I was like a new friend. And I remember I came up one party night, the line was literally out the door and I walked up and I saw you outside and you just yo, yo. And I just like felt like VIP status, like just let me in the door past the security guard that was there, past all these people. And it just made me feel like really ill in the moment. So that was a full circle moment for me that kind of took off from there. And now I'm here, you know, 7 years later or whatever it is. And it's crazy how life like changes.
It really is. And it, I think about that all the time. And as I get a little bit older, it's like, you don't realize it, but like day by day, like this person moves, this person, this other friend gets a job. Dude, this other friend gets a partner. This other friend is getting in trouble all the time. This other friend is doing this. This other friend's doing that. This person's not writing graffiti anymore. This person's going way too hard with graffiti.
Yeah.
This person's starting to do drugs. And then you realize it like change by change by change, good and bad, fucking 7 years pass, everything is different.
Yeah.
People don't chill as much, yep. But that's just a part of like everyone, you know, grinding for theirs. Yeah, and I get that. And like, you also realize like, yo, really realistically, the time when you're chilling hard on some, like everyone's got nothing to do but chill. And you don't even realize in that moment, you have nothing to do but chill.
Right.
You think you have mad responsibilities.
Right.
But you look back on it now, like, yo, even 4 or 5 years ago, we could just, yo, right now, probably just be sitting on a sidewalk doing nothing.
Dude, yeah.
Which is sick, though, too.
When I, like, one of the main reasons that even got me to New York was because I went to college for, like, 2 weeks, hated it, came home, needed a job. And, like, I've always loved to work. Like, always been a worker since I was a kid. So I got a job laying brick. I was a bricklayer for about a year and a half. And a winter came around, got laid off, just seasonal. But I remember I was actually on my way to Rack and I was in this, I had a Mercury, or no, it was a Lincoln, but it was like one of those Mercury Mariner type car, whatever. But I had just gotten it. It was like pretty, it was a decent car, you know, not like crazy expensive, but so I'm on my way to Rack. I'm behind a tractor trailer that's taking a left and I get smashed from this dude from behind. This dude ended up being on his way to a job interview that was literally the building that he crashed into me in front of. It was this like plastics company. And he was literally about to pull into the parking lot for a job interview. And he was so nervous and shit. He fucking wasn't looking and he hit me, crashed into me. So anyway, I got a check from that car. It was like $5,000. But since I was on, got laid off, I was on unemployment. So when I moved here, dude, I was 19, was getting a check from the state every week, right? Yeah, it's unemployment, I think it's five. I was getting like 500 a week and I had like $5,000. So to me at that time, I was like, holy shit, like I'm chilling. So when I first got here, I had no job for about 7-8 months and I was fucking chilling. And it was great. Like I was soaking it all in, that New York experience. Like, and I think that was very good for me in hindsight because it taught me a lot of shit. And I met so many people that, like, same kind of thing, like people that I never thought I would meet in my life. Like I've befriended a lot of those people, you know, and like, but yeah, it's crazy. You mentioned, people don't like chill as much and shit as you get older. Yeah. I think that's kind of one of the things that's hitting me now too, is that like I personally am so busy that it's hard for me to chill and make time. One, because I'm tired and got a ton of shit going on, but also it's like one of those things as you get older, I don't know, I kind of like being alone more, you know what I mean?
I feel that.
You know, it's like trying to work on myself and in ways get away from that like graffiti, that like graffiti lifestyle that like has always kind of pulled me down like an unhealthy path.
Yeah.
You know, like filled with partying, filled with, you know, just drinking and like not thinking about it, like just day drinking and shit when you're young.
Yeah.
Cause it's just something to do. Like that shit catches up to you, you know?
Yeah. And it's normalized.
It's very normalized. So I say this all the time. It's so fucking easy to get a beer in New York City. Cause there's a fucking deli on every corner.
Yeah.
That has fucking deuces. Get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Liquor stores everywhere too. Like it's so easy. No wonder there's fucking, you know, crackheads that are just fucking wasted. And I mean, I don't know. That's a whole different side of politics, but like, it's so easy to get alcohol in the city. And that's one of the biggest drugs in the fucking,
yeah,
you know, alcohol is a crazy thing, dude. I've seen it tear. I mean, like my family is, I'm super Irish, both sides of my family. I've seen it like tear my family apart in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, I had two uncles pass away at a young age, like pretty recently.
Yeah.
You know, it's like hard to watch, like hard to see my family go through shit like that. So yeah, it's like one of those things that like trying to get away from as I get older, because you got to be conscious of that shit, because it'll catch up to you so quick. And what,
sorry, keep going, bro.
No, you'll just be like down like a path that you'll like look back, you'll kind of realize in that moment like, holy shit, I can't get that time back, you know what I mean? So you have to be smart now.
Like it's so crazy. I got a lot of shit to say about what you said, but it's like a lot of the times, you know, I'm all for looking forward to the future and living in the present and working hard to make your life whatever you wanted it to be. But sometimes I can't lie, like my, I guess like emotional side or longing side or whatever will look back, because I have mad photos from like just a few years ago that seem like a dream now.
Yeah.
And I look back on it and I just remember some of the nights, and I remember like the sounds or the smells and everyone being there, and like it feels in the moment like you fucking are like a king of the world, it feels like. But in the moment, you don't even realize, yo, you're like doing the thing right now. You are like young and chilling and in your like absolute, like just coming into like your 21s, whatever. And when I look back on those times, I am filled with happiness, but also I'm like, damn, bro, like I wish they could come back too. Because now you have to step up.
Yeah.
Like with this, what we're doing, like you have to step up. You can't just like, you can't afford to chill forever anymore. And if you do, that's going to come with some other consequences. And that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you. At what point did you go from hardcore bombing all the time, living the lifestyle, you know, full force, to kind of just like, you know, fucking working on yourself and putting in work and trying to build a life for yourself, and even start thinking about shit like ownership or things that, like, you know, no one taught us to think about.
Right. Well, I think growing up, I've always been instilled with like a good work ethic. Like, my whole family, hard workers. My mom is a lineman. She climbs telephone poles, works on electrical line. Like, that's my mom. You know what I mean? She does. She works harder than most men that I know. My dad's a diesel mechanic, and has like his own shop at his house. So like my entire life, that's all I've seen is him working. I call him every day. If I call him, he's working. He's in the shop. He's working on a car. So that's always kind of been a thing for me, but being young, I'm just was wild, like just doing whatever the fuck I want, you know? So that work ethic has always been there, but it was getting really jaded by like the parties and graffiti and like being up all night and like being tunnel visioned, and like, it's almost just unconscious how much graffiti that you're painting for years, and like how it like takes your life down a path. Cause then, yeah, like you're saying, you step back and you're like, holy shit, like I gotta step up and settle down in ways. Like I'm still in my mid 20s, but I even feel like I'm getting a little worn down from shit. A big one is dealing with fucking cops. I'm fucking sick of dealing with cops. So that was a turning point for me, because even within the last year, I've gotten bagged twice. One of them was real recent, and that one was crazy. I don't even know if I want to talk about that. But that one, honestly, has kicked. Like, that was probably 3 months ago. That really kicked my ass into kind of more of what we're talking about now. Like, all right, I'm going to slow down here for a second. You know, I have to reevaluate. But before then, it was probably, you know, 2 years ago. I was in a relationship for a long time. And then, like, I was painting fully through that. That was a wild relationship and, like, time of my life. And then that fell apart, was with a fling right after for a couple months. That went sour real quick. So once that kind of transpired, like, I was like, fuck, dude, I gotta, like, also chill out, because graffiti will, like, take over you, and, like, you will, like, nothing else really matters. Like, so, like, you know, my relationships failed because of it, or, you know, just stupid things. Like, you miss certain things because you'd rather be fucking painting or whatever. But it was just, I guess I could answer that question by saying it's been over the course of years.
Yeah.
But it's coming to a head now as I get older. And like I said, dealing with cops, dude, I'm fucking so sick of it. So I'm just taking a little break because I just don't want to deal with it anymore. Like, paying the lawyer and, like, just, like, them fucking with you and, like, you know, it sucks. So I'd rather just focus on my career.
Well, yeah.
I have a good career. Like you said, you're setting yourself up. You guys are doing great with what you got going on. So I see a lot of my friends who I'm surrounded by, a lot of good friends. They're all doing well, and whatever they're doing, they're pushing themselves outside of graffiti. So it's been a late thing that I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to focus up on what I'm doing, because I feel like that's leading me down a good path as well.
Yeah.
Like, graffiti has gotten me to a place I've always wanted it to get me to, which is amazing. Like, I feel fulfilled in that aspect. So now that I have this other opportunity to, like, work on my career and build something else for myself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take advantage of that.
Of course. Yeah. How did you, I'm going to take it back a little bit. Yeah. How did you even get into writing graffiti? I don't think I've ever asked you this. I know you, you know, from Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I can say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
You sure? I can beep it out.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, all right, cool. I'm from Cuse. I don't really love to say that, but.
Really? I think it's cool.
Yeah. That's just like a weird scene.
You got to represent, bro.
Yeah, it's just like a weird scene. I know people are always like, yeah, they represent where they're from. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I've also never really, like, when I was younger, I got into graffiti really young. When I was younger, I was always traveling. Like, the minute I got my license, I was gone. Even before then, like, I was taking trips with homies. They would pick me up. We'd go to Rochester, Buffalo. You know, yeah, I remember fucking freshman year, high school, Hunter. Well, I shouldn't say that, but just whatever. So I was always traveling. Never really, like, secured a place in Cuse. But I got into graffiti really young. And it wasn't – it's funny because I didn't have any personal influence. I didn't have, like, a brother or sister that was into it. Didn't have any friends. My dad didn't write, nothing like that. When I was younger, my parents went through, like, a really crazy divorce. And I think that in itself kind of, like, made me, like, close up and focus in on, like, this one thing. And it ended up being graffiti at, like, it was, like, around 6 or 7. That came to fruition. One, because, like, just driving around the city, you see highway spots and shit. And, like, from where I'm from, there's a lot of freights. Well, a decent amount of freights. So I'd see that shit as a young kid. But when I was, like, feeling, like, really alone and just a kid, you know, what I had was video games. So I was on PS4, which sounds so silly to talk about right now. But, like, I was play PS4 all the fucking time because that's all I really could do. Like, I was kind of just trapped in my crib and there was other shit going on around that I couldn't really deal with. So, one of those games, one of the only games that I would play is Mark Echo's Getting Up. And that, like, as a kid, dude, like, playing that game, it's pretty sick, too. I want to get a copy of that. But playing that game, you really feel as a kid, like, holy shit, this is cool as fuck. They had really cool missions on there and shit. And that kind of really drew me in. So ever since a young kid, I always loved graffiti. And I would go in the black book thing in that game, copy all the hand styles, like, do all that shit. So it's been since a young kid. But then, you know, around 9, 10 is when I started, like, doing tags and catching tags. Because, like I said, my parents were divorced. And if I was with my dad, I could do whatever, like, really do whatever the fuck I wanted. And him being, like, a single dude, he'd be out. He would take me to a lot of big public events. Like, downtown, there'd be, like, you know, Irish Fest or whatever the fuck. So I'd go with him. And then he wouldn't care. He'd let me just go do whatever I wanted. So at a young age, I was, like, packed up, all geared up, had markers and, like, paint and shit, and took that shit, like, serious because, you know, I was a kid. And but it ended up being something that I now, as an adult, take very serious. And it's just funny, like, you know, how time changes things. But, yeah, I was very young. And it's funny just, like, kind of being obsessed with something and not even really needing a push. It's like I just love painting and, like, I love art. I was always that kid in school, like, since a young kid, like, that I would draw shit for you, or, like, I was the kid who knew how to draw, you know. So
when you started writing graffiti, you didn't know anyone else who wrote? It was just straight up through the video game,
pretty much. Well, yeah, like, started writing graffiti and, like, catching tags, like, I was a kid, you know. Like, I was, like, 9, 10 getting into, like, liking and understanding, like, wow, graffiti is a thing, and, like, whatever. That was around 6, 7 and going up because of that video game. And I played a lot of this sounds silly, but I played a lot of Grand Theft Auto too. And I think the culmination of that, watching my parents go through this, like, wild divorce and then having graffiti as, like, this other thing, I think, like, was, like, my push to, like, rebel and, like, get out of the house and start doing this thing that I saw while I was playing this video game. I was like, yo, I can just go do this now and get away from all this bullshit, you know? So yeah, at, like, 9 or 10 is when I started catching tags and started doing shit like that. And ever since then, dude, like, yeah.
Yo, I'm thinking right now, it's so wild to think you at 9 or 10 getting into that. Like, I started getting into graffiti when I was, like, 11. Mm-hmm. And I was at a totally different place geographically than you were.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about Rebo and maybe him around, like, kind of the same age or whatever. And think about, like, other homies. And then I'm thinking about, like, us just, like, somehow all conglomerating into this, like, place. And then we all meet. And it's, like, it's actually mad beautiful. Like, what are the chances that that any of that shit happens? You know, growing up, I was 100% sure that I would never meet another writer. Because I was like, how the fuck am I going to meet another writer? What am I, like, when the fuck would you meet another writer? That was just, like, my mentality, like a year into writing, I was like, it would be so sick. I was trying to get all my friends who skated into writing.
Yeah.
But I was like, it'd be so sick, dude, to, like, actually meet someone who, like, doesn't know about the shit because you put them on, just, like, knows about it, like, even more than you, and is enthralled by it, and all, like, knows all the people that you know that low-key, I realize now, aren't, like, famous. They're just, like, famous to us because we lived in this little walled garden of, like, we've watched the same DVD or walked down the same street 4 trillion times. Now there's, like, a Bible to us, but to a lot of people, it ain't shit. You know what I mean? How did you get into the style of graffiti that you like doing? You know, you're one of those people, you really can piece, do rollers, do blockbusters, do hand styles, and do the outlines. Like, I consider you very multidimensional, like,
thank you.
Because that's just what it is. And I see that you actually enjoy mad parts of it. Like, you actually will go enjoy just, like, catching mad tags, like, doing outlines, but then you'll also enjoy, like, doing intricate pieces with, like, fucking mountains inside of the letters and shit, like, the whole thing. So I guess take me through the evolution of you getting into shit and, like, what was the first style of graffiti that you really liked into wherever you're at now?
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's very important to be able to do all forms of graffiti, like you say. Like, it's definitely starts with a tag. You have to have a nice hand, even if it's somewhat simple. Like, you can tell, like, how it flows, like, if somebody's got a hand or not. So that's important. Pieces, I think, are important because it shows that not only can you, like, run around the streets and catch tags, which anyone can do, that shit is so easy, that you can also focus up and, like, have respect for the craft and, like, the time that others have put in to fucking, you know, pave that way of, like, good letters and creativity, you know. So I've always focused on all those things, having a good tag, being able to do a good straight letter, and like Blockbuster too, like a font, like I think that's important. And then pieces too. And pieces are coming now more of like this weird trippy thing for me, because it's me like stepping out of my own box. When I was younger, I was very inspired by like MSK, like a lot of MSK dudes for sure, like Rhyme. I actually met Rhyme when I was like 15, 16 at in Ithaca at this like crazy jam they had going on back then. They had mad heads there, but met him when I was younger, and he actually spoke with me and like gave me some advice that stuck with me forever. And basically, like, you know, go outside the box, like always stretch your limits and do weird shit. Like, I think it's very important to like do something weird and get out of your comfort zone, even if you hate it when you step back, because you're gonna learn something from it. You know what I mean? And piecing too, like, especially living in New York now, like I grew up on a different tip because I'm not from the city. I'm not, it's not just bombing for me. Like, even though that shit's fun, it's not all I want to do. Like, nowadays I'm a weekend warrior. I like getting up early, going finding a nice fucking layup for like a freight layup, or, you know, going finding a bando or sick underpass, or, you know, trap. I'll go to Philly or Connecticut, whatever. A lot of people don't do that, especially in New York City. Specifically, but that is important to be able to not only catch tags and do a hot spot with a fill-in or whatever. Like, you got to be able to do a piece, or, you know, manipulate a roll pole to do a nice clean roller. You know, that's me though. Like, that's me, and I paint for a living, and but that all stems from me being obsessed, like autistically obsessed with painting. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, like I said, so ever since I was a kid, I've been the kid who like loves to draw and been creative. So now in my life, it's like it's transformed into me being a professional painter and being obsessed with it. So that also kind of goes into my work as well, whether it's being like artwork that I do or graffiti. Like, I'm going to take my time and make sure that shit looks nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important.
You could tell. You could tell. I could even see, like, in just your work and your job, I see the way that you work, and you could tell you really wanted to fucking come out good.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
I just, from seeing the videos, I just get the sense that, like, this dude's going to be pissed if the shit doesn't come out good. It needs to come out good. Oh, dude. Even if it's not his filling, it's not his throwy, it's going to be maybe for Nike or maybe for, but it needs to fucking come out good because he's the one who's doing it. And I right. could tell that just from looking.
Yeah. Like, I'm like a perfectionist no matter what it is. Like, but I also, honestly, I really hate most shit that I paint. Like, even when it's finished, I guess hate's a strong word, but I'll step back and every single time, like, oh, I should have done that. I should have done this. I should have. And I think that's what keeps me attached to graffiti and trying to better myself in graffiti. And yeah, that's just like kind of like a life way to be in life too. Like,
yeah.
I'm never satisfied. And that's what keeps waking me up at fucking 4:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like,
have you always done that?
That's kind of come along with the change that we're talking about.
Could you be sending me these stories? Yeah. I'm like, yo, this dude is really like amped at fucking 4 a.m.,
yeah.
dude.
Hell yeah. I think that's come along with that change for me, because in that party zone when I was at, bro, like, it was the exact opposite. I was going to bed at 4 or 5. It's so easy out here to get caught up in a fucking bar night and like little bit of drugs going around, whatever, and you're up all fucking night, like, and I'm like just sick of that, like so sick of it. So it's been like a year and a half I've been like switched it up. I go to bed at like 8 o'clock. I was texting you last night, it was like I dead ass went to sleep like right after that, woke up this morning 4:30, and then I get time to chill and more or less like be sober for more of my day, because like I have a tendency to, if I'm bored at night and I've worked all day and I'm tired, like I'll grab a beer and like it doesn't turn out to be anything crazy, but I kind of just hate doing nothing. So yeah. If I grab a beer and I do nothing all night, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'd rather go to bed early and wake up nice and early and fucking get after it.
It's also nice to wake up. I've had times in my life where I wake up, this is when I was younger, about like 1 p.m. and like I'd enjoy doing that, and I'd enjoy like just staying out all night with homies, and you know, like it's fun to do that shit yeah. sometimes. Yeah. But now, like, up until like a few weeks ago, I started waking up early again on some like 4 a.m. shit, 5 a.m. mm-hmm. shit, sometimes 3 a.m. And there's something that feels mad good about that too. Like, oh, when yeah. you wake up and you know that no one's up and you know that no one's going to bother you and you know that you got your time to do this shit right now, mm-hmm. whatever it is you're doing, like, sorry. It just is like, it is really, you know, New York is a place where the moment the day really starts, like the moment like you step outside and then you start walking and then you get on the train or you get on the bike or you get in the car and you hit traffic or you hit that train congestion and then you get to work or you get to the studio or wherever it is you're going. And then there's people texting you, people calling you, and like there's always movement. There's a lot of fucking like buzz going on. There's a lot of like, there's always something to do too. Like if you want to go chill after, you could go chill after because there's going to be people to chill with, you know? And it's nice at that time in the morning because everything's just, you know, the whole, everything is just like more quiet. Yeah. And you could really focus in on, you become like, also, I feel like that solitude of the morning time, you kind of like have your own actual thoughts that aren't just like fucking influenced by things that you're not even realizing are influencing you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's why I say like nothing better for me waking up early, kind of getting my day figured out, and then getting in like a nice fucking 10 cups of coffee like we were talking about earlier and fucking you know, working, you know, like I love my job, so like I love to work, but working for me keeps my brain going. Like I think I have ADHD, I don't know, but like I just need to keep an active thing going, so that's better for me to do because it's healthier at the end of the day. It might suck, I might miss out on some parties, like some party nights, or like some, I'm more bummed when I miss out on like dope paint nights. Like I wake up to just videos and shit from like Rebo or, you know, the homies, and they're doing something sick and I'm like, fuck. But at the end of the day, like, that's why I say I'm trying to work on myself. And if that means that I got to fucking have a little bit of FOMO and go to sleep early and wake up feeling good, then that's what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah. We got to like, you know, pick and choose what we're going to advance in.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that all the time with a lot of things. Like for me, mostly it's more just like chilling. And like hanging out with everyone, because like whenever everyone's hanging out, I like always wish I could be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, all right, cool, I'm kind of okay with being alone right now. But I feel like you just got to pick and choose, and there's a time and place for everything. And I feel like, at least for me speaking, like right now, my time and place is like doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because if I don't do it now, I'm never going to get the shot again.
Yeah.
I feel like that's chill. And like if your homies are your real homies, which I know my friends are my real friends, you know, they're always going to be there for you. And there's just like, you know, when you chill with someone you haven't chilled with in a while, it could just be like you've been chilling every day type of thing. And that's when you know. And, you know, so I was also going to ask you, you were saying like a few minutes ago about the obsession, the obsessive like nature when it comes to painting. Can you explain that? What do you mean by obsessiveness? And when you say painting, you just mean like all types of painting, because you do, you know, art too. And aside from just like graffiti, you also doing art, and you're also doing like production, so you're doing, again, painting on multi dimensions.
Yeah, I don't know why, like why that is, like, but I don't fight it. Like I just truly like something about painting, something about changing the way a surface looks, putting lines on a surface and making it how, like, you have a lot of control, you know, when you're painting something. Like you are in control no matter what it is, and no matter like what type of medium you're using. But I don't know, I can't really picture myself doing anything else because I'm not motivated to do anything else. Like that's why I'm glad that I found my job that I have, because one, I know that like it'll be what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Some people never find that, you know what I mean? But two, I think like it's important that, yeah, like obsessive in the fact that like I said, I can't really picture myself doing anything else, because like for me, like painting is so like soothing, and it like it relaxes, like I said earlier, like my what I think to be ADHD, like my mind is always running. And painting, especially on the level that I do it at work, is at a very fast pace, and you always have to be on your toes. I'm a scenic painter. I do work in production, busy as fuck every day. So it's cool because I'm open to a lot of different mediums. Like I do a lot of different things, not just painting, but mainly that's what we're doing. We're doing a lot of prep and painting and getting like sets and a lot of cool shit ready or whatever. I personally am specializing in spraying, so I'm learning a lot to do with spraying different types of products and materials, whether it's water-based or solvent-based, anything like that. What continues to keep me enthralled by painting is that there's so much to learn, I guess. I guess that's why I guess I could say I'm still obsessed with it, because not only is it fun, like, dude, if, like, I know you haven't, but spraying with a gun, HVLP gun, whatever, spraying out of a pot, whatever, is so fucking fun. It's like catching a fucking fill with a fucking, you know, a Mad Max every day, like just whomping shit, you know, or like getting a super nice high gloss finish on something. Like, that shit is very satisfying. And I thought that I knew everything when I was like egoed up, coming up, painting graffiti. And I was like, yeah, I'm the best painter ever. But even to this day, I'm fucking learning something new by someone who knows a lot more than me in a different type of painting than, you know, just graffiti. Graffiti definitely helped me to get to where I'm at now. Like, I understand a lot about paint because of it, but I'm still learning shit every day, and it's fucking cool. Like, I love getting to learn this shit, and I don't really know why.
You like,
know?
You're just still advancing.
Yeah, it's still, because there's always a way to advance if you really like it, and I guess I just really like it, and yeah, you know, it satisfies like my fucking urge throughout the day to like be happy and like content at the end of the day. It's kind of like doing what I do at work. You put your all into something every day or all day. You learn how to do it good. It's nice. You step back. Everyone's hyped. It's kind of like painting a piece and like, yeah, everyone's dapping you up. Like,
it also feels good to put your 100% into something.
Yeah, dude.
When you do that and you go home at the end of the day tired, it feels good.
Yeah. Something positive and like productive.
Yeah.
And like something cool, like being able to step back and be like, damn, I did that. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.